From Greenville, South Carolina, we present Let the Bible Speak. Let the Bible Speak is the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America, preaching Christ in all His fullness. This is Alan Kern saying hello to you once again, and welcome to Let the Bible Speak. This week we're continuing our study of the law of God. But there is a difference in the program format. We usually have a period each day where we have a commentary on some topic of interest. But since I'm gone from Greenville for quite a while on an overseas preaching tour, I'm leaving out the commentaries for the moment and giving us a longer period for each day's Bible study. And so I trust that you'll stay tuned. We're going to be considering a very often overlooked aspect of God's law, loving ourselves. Now, don't jump to the conclusion that I'm reciting the psychological follies of the self-esteem movement. No, what I'm doing is examining and applying what is implicit in Christ's statement of the second great commandment of the law. There's a glorious gospel truth here, and I trust that you will be blessed by our study of God's law, His command, regarding loving ourselves. We appreciate the constant flow of interest and response that we receive from our listeners. We're glad to be able to make some valuable resources available to you, and these are all free of charge. We have mentioned at times various special messages on cassette or CD. We have set before you our Let the Bible Speak full-color quarterly magazine, which always makes interesting reading. And recently I have been mentioning our monthly Let the Bible Speak audio magazine, a CD or cassette with testimonies, Bible studies, and music to bless the heart. Now, you may obtain any of these or all of these by writing or calling us here at Let the Bible Speak. If you're writing, our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. And our toll-free telephone number is 866-877-LTBS. 866-877-5827. Our website is letthebiblespeakradio.com, or in the abbreviated form, ltbsradio.com, and there you'll find many items of interest, including our broadcasts, commentaries on topics of interest, both in audio and text versions, and of course our internet bookstore. So I hope that you'll make sure to visit us soon at ltbsradio.com. So whether you write, or call toll-free, or get on the internet at ltbsradio.com, we trust that you'll be in touch today.
Praise ye Jehovah, who from the beginning, what He established in mercy maintains, founding, providing, protecting, abiding. Praise to the Savior who constant remains. Praise ye Jehovah, who like as a father comforts our sorrows and quiets our fears, chastening, restraining, forgiving, sustaining, from the beginning to fullness of years.
We're elect of God. You know, that's why I can never understand these crystals.
and especially these preachers, God forgive them for their almost blasphemous ignorance, who will not allow God to be sovereign to elect his people. I can't understand that little mindset that flies in the face of Scripture. And I'll tell you why, not just because the Bible teaches it, but because when your back is against the wall, and when all the props are kicked away, it is a joy to know God chose me in Christ before the beginning of time. He predestinated me. I'm not an afterthought with God. I'm not a blip or an accident on the screen of the world's affairs. I am the object of God's eternal love in which he chose me. He predestinated me. He set about me the horizons of his eternal purpose. There's not a demon in hell can change it. What a joy that is. They rejoiced in that. They rejoiced that God the Holy Spirit had regenerated them. They rejoiced that Christ has shed his precious blood for them and that it had been applied to their heart. They rejoiced that God had grace for them and peace even in the midst of such circumstances. I've talked to you tonight already about some circumstances that can break your heart. Some of you know what I'm talking about, and maybe tonight you're walking a deep valley. I want to tell you, get your eyes beyond the circumstances and see what God says about you in the gospel and rejoice in that. Not only so, but we have a living hope. Notice the word again. We have a living hope. Christ is risen from the dead. And in our risen Christ, verse 3, we have been begotten again to a living hope. We have an incorruptible inheritance. We have something to look forward to. Heaven is reserved for us, verse 4, and we are reserved for heaven, verse 5. Put it all together, and what have you got? You have a salvation that gives you a description of what you are and what you have in Christ. And though the earthly circumstances are bleak, rejoice in the Lord. See what the gospel says about you. Understand this, because listen, a thorough grasp of what God says about us in the Christ is the key to a happy and proper regard for ourselves. Time does not permit me to follow this through the Scriptures. I've now actually got to something I like preaching, and I've got to something I could preach on till midnight. And with the slightest encouragement, I would do it. I think of Ephesians 1. Go right down. I've done this many a time. Many a time when circumstances have been bleak, when I've had to question myself in the loneliness before God, many and many a time when depression would sweep over my soul and my whole life and ministry would be called in question, I would go down that chapter and I would thank God for every precious thing that God says about me in Christ, chosen in Christ before the foundation of the world, predestinated in God's love in Christ, adopted in Christ, redeemed in Christ by his precious blood, having the Holy Spirit as the guarantee of coming glory. My, these are things that never change. How often I have directed your attention to the central doctrine of the New Testament gospel, which is the doctrine of justification. God made Christ, who knew no sin, to be sin for us who knew no righteousness, in order that we should be made the righteousness of God in him. I love that statement. I love that text in 2 Corinthians 5:21. God says, I have made you, I have constituted you the very righteousness of God in Christ. The world may curse and condemn, Satan may tempt and taunt, but understand what I say about you and rejoice in it. Let me sum it up in the words of John the Apostle in chapter 3 of his first epistle. Beloved, now are we the sons of God. That's the present dignity of God's people. Now are we the sons of God. Here's our future destiny. It doth not yet appear what we shall be, but we know that when he shall appear, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. Bless God. This is what God says about us. Can we despise one who is so dear to the Lord? Can we despise one who cost the Lord Jesus his own precious blood? Understand this. When you grasp what God says about you in the gospel, then, my friend, you have the key in your hand to having a happy, proper regard for yourself. But we have to admit, there are situations that seem to go from bad to worse. And under the strain of these situations, many people are tempted to lose sight and at least the joy of their standing in Christ. And so the third great truth I would set before you tonight is this. Love for God will enable us to maintain a proper regard for ourselves and not despair, even when our circumstances continue to grow ever bleaker. We have to recognize a problem that many people face. How do you maintain a proper regard for yourself when your health is continually deteriorating? Or when your pain is intractable? Or when persecution is persistent? Or when your problems multiply and there's no way out of them apparent to you in this world? It's a big problem. We have to face the fact that oftentimes it's not God's will to heal the body. Oftentimes it's not God's will to remove the pain. Oftentimes it's not God's will to lift us out of our problems. That's very difficult for any of us to accept. And as our brother Bream indicated this morning, Satan without mercy will hit you when you're weakest. And he put in his own pernicious lies. And he'll tempt you to imagine that God is against you. And he'll cause you to despair and to regard yourself in a light very different from the gospel's description of you. So how do we as Christians maintain a proper regard for ourselves in such situations? Listen to the answer of Scripture. Hebrews chapter 12, verse 3. Consider him that endured such contradiction of sinners against himself, lest ye be wearied and faint in your minds. If I could retranslate those final words, lest ye become weary, being enfeebled in your soul. Do we not know something about that? Some of you live with chronic pain. Some of you don't know what it is to have a day free from agony. You see other people do things, go places, undertake projects. It would fill your heart. But for you, it's forbidden territory. There's many and many a time in the bleakness of a deteriorating situation threatens to unbalance your thinking completely. What do? Consider Christ. Consider Christ. And as you consider Christ, who endured so much, understand that sometimes it is our sufferings that glorify God and not their removal. Paul could make this statement and give this command in Hebrews 12 because of what he had just said at the end of Hebrews 11. He makes it plain from verse 33 to 38. Notice verse 33 through 35. He says, some saints, through faith, subdued kingdoms, wrought righteousness, obtained promises, stopped the mouths of lions, quenched the violence of fire, escaped the edge of the sword, out of weakness were made strong, waxed valiant in fight, turned to flight the armies of the aliens, and women received their dead, raised to life again. What a chronicle. Son, that's the crowd I want to be among. Am I right? That's the crowd you want to be among. When we're in trouble, we pray and we get deliverance. When we're in pain, we pray and the pain is gone. When somebody dies in the family, we pray and God raises them to life. What happened to these people? We all want to be with them. The enemy comes against us, we go out in the name of the Lord and we just put him to flight. Doesn't always happen that way. Read on, verse 35 to 38. Others were tortured. And others had trial of cruel mockings and scourging, yea, moreover, of bonds and imprisonment. They were stoned and sawn asunder. By the way, that's a very literal description of what happened to them. Sawn asunder. Tempted, slain with the sword. They wandered in sheepskins and goatskins. They were destitute, afflicted, and tormented. Some had these miraculous answers to prayer. Others, it appeared, God didn't hear them. They suffered. Two very, very different results. And yet the thing is this, both companies acted by such great faith that God celebrates their faith in Hebrews 11. You would think to hear some preachers today that the second group were in defeat, but they weren't. Both of these peoples loved the Lord. Both were equally good, and both were equally triumphant. Some were triumphant in their deliverance. Others were triumphant in their suffering. Some have to learn that they could glorify God more by suffering than being freed from it. And this is the crucial part. Because they loved the Lord more than they loved themselves, they cheerfully accepted His will. They didn't conclude they were worthless or useless. In fact, the scripture adds this little part about them of whom the world was not worthy. Didn't say that about the first group. God actually draws your attention to the worth to Him. If not to the world, the worth to Him of His suffering people. What they bore, they bore out of love for Christ, and that enabled them to maintain a true regard for themselves in life's darkest passage.
So, a true love for God will enable us to maintain true regard for ourselves, even in dire situations. And as I close, let me say the converse is also true. What do I mean? A true love for ourselves will move us, irrespective of our circumstances, to maintain our fellowship with the Lord and walk with Him in love. Carnal ease often leads Christians to neglect the Bible, to neglect private prayer, public prayer. The Bible takes note of this. The Lord warns His people, when you come into the land of fullness and fatness and plenty and prosperity, beware that you forget not the Lord. Carnal ease may lead to such neglect, but a true love for our souls and a true love for ourselves will never lead us to such neglect. You see the difference? You can love carnal ease and lie in your bed when you should be out to pray, or simply kick your feet up when you should be out to worship or to work or to witness. Carnal ease can rob you of all those things, but that's far from having a true love for yourself. Cosseting yourself with the things of the world is not true love for yourself. You love yourself in a biblical way. You'll find that it's in walking with God that you find relief from sin's pollution and power, because you walk in fellowship with Him and know the cleansing of His blood. It's in walking with God that your soul is refreshed and it's made joyful. See, if you're saved, you want to be happy, right? Now tell me honestly, can you as a Christian be happy when you're out of sorts with God? Can you as a Christian be happy when you can't pray? And the Bible may as well be written in double Dutch because you can't get anything out of it. Can you be happy without any sense of the Lord's presence? Without any enjoyment of the Lord's fellowship? This is the mark of a true believer. There's nothing in this world that makes a Christian more quickly miserable to lose the sight of the Savior's face. By walking with God that we're happy, so a true love for ourselves will drive us to walk with Him, unlike carnal ease that will make us forget Him. Love yourself. Love yourself. Not your sins, not your follies, but love your own body, your own soul. God commands you to do so. Love yourself with a love that expresses a true knowledge of Him, a true trust in Him, and a true delight in Him. Now that would sound to be an easy commandment to keep, wouldn't it? If you could ever keep any of the law of God, you'd think you could keep that one. Love yourself. The fact of the matter is, you can't even fulfill that one except by faith in Christ. So again, I repeat, get back to the cross. Get back to the cross. If you don't know Christ tonight, come to know Him there. If you do know Christ, come to know Him more deeply there. When you get to the cross, you'll love the Lord. And when you love the Lord, then will you begin to love yourself in Him. and because of Him. May God bless His Word to all our hearts. Teach us to love the Lord our God with all our heart, with all our soul, with all our strength, with all our very being, and love ourselves because we love Him.
Been listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. I hope that you found today's broadcasting a blessing to your heart. If you'd like to email us, our email address is ltbs@freepres.org. Or if you'd prefer, you may write us at Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. We would love to hear from you. If you'd like to know how to be saved and how to be sure you're saved, we'd like to send you my booklet, A New Beginning, and I think that you'll find it very helpful. Each quarter we publish a free full-color magazine, Let the Bible Speak Quarterly, with a good variety of Bible teaching and testimony. It's available to all who request it. If you'd like to receive more information about the Free Presbyterian Church of North America and its ministry, we'd like to send you our booklet, Separated Unto the Gospel. Or if you'd like to have tape or CD copies of the messages here in Let the Bible Speak, you may have them by contacting us. Or you may visit us on the web at letthebiblespeakradio.com. Now that's a lot of information to digest all at once, but you can find it all on our website, letthebiblespeakradio.com. There you'll be able to listen to and download our programs, visit our online bookstore, and read a text version of each day's commentary. So visit us today at letthebiblespeakradio.com. This is Alan Cairns saying thank you for listening. I trust that you'll join us each day at this time, Monday through Friday, as we let the Bible speak.